Wishing you a beautiful Thursday as we continue on with this week's teaching all around creation. So yesterday I got you to sketch out the images, the words, the symbols or the colours that come to mind when you think about what you want to create over the next few months. And I was thinking of getting, or I was asking, I should say, of getting you to think about 1 to 3 things that you wanted to create in your life. And sometimes what we want to create can just be a feeling. So it might be, I'd like to just feel good in myself. So you might want to put, you know, a smiley face or flowers or things like that as a symbol to represent that. But I hope you took the time to do it. Or if you're listening to this at the weekend, because I know some of you actually wait till the weekend when you've got time and do all of the exercises together. So if you're listening to that, I hope you're going to make the time to actually sketch this out. And it only takes a few minutes, but it's actually a very powerful tool to write and draw things, because then you have the reminder of it right in front of you. Because sometimes when we have thoughts around things, we can actually forget about them. So as we move on to the next part in this this week's teaching, it's important for us to look at, like, what are the steps that we take next. And really, I would say, for creation to happen, and I talked a little bit about this over the last couple of days, we've got to be in a place of flow. So have you ever, it's like watching a kettle boil. You're in the kitchen, you put the kettle on and you're like, okay, boil. Or you put a piece of toast on when you're really hungry and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and it doesn't. And then you go out of the kitchen, maybe to go to the bathroom, you come back, the kettle is boiled and the toast has popped and both are cold now. And then you go and do it again. So as soon as you took your attention away from it, so to speak, it actually showed up and happened. But when you're standing there waiting for the kettle to boil, it can feel like more than 10, 15 minutes because you just really wanted to boil. Life is exactly the same as that. When we're giving attention to things with a fear, or when we're giving attention to things with, this better happen right now, 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 I need it, I need it, I need it, you're pretty much guaranteeing that it's not going to happen. So creation comes from a place of flow. And I was giving you the analogy or the imagery even of a painter with the flow of its brush on the canvas and the strokes and the swirling of the brush and how gentle that moves to create something absolutely amazing in a painting. And this is what you're doing. It's about being in flow. So how do you get into flow, then you might ask? So flow is about being in alignment with yourself. And the next question is, how do you get into alignment with yourself? We'll start with, how do you know when you're not in alignment with yourself? You know you're not in alignment with yourself when you're feeling lost, when your life is not going the way that you want it to go. And I don't mean like, oh, I want to be a millionaire, or oh, I want to be, like, you know, a CEO of this company, like, right now. I don't mean that kind of stuff. I mean when your life doesn't feel good to you, when you get up in the morning and you know that there's just something off. It doesn't mean you have a bad life, by the way. It doesn't mean that you're feeling really down or depressed. It's that you just know that there's something off. You may be going through depression, you may be going through grief, you may be going through anger. They are all signs that you're out of alignment with your natural self. Our natural state of body and mind is actually flow. When we're in flow, that is when things show up, not in our time frame, when it's meant to happen and how it's meant to happen. But flow is a very hard thing to do. You know, if you ever listen to any of the Abraham Hicks teachings, which are really, really good, they talk about going, you know, with the tide, or as they call it, pushing against the tide. So you're going upstream. So imagine trying to walk up a waterfall. You couldn't do it. The water rushing at you, you're going to keep getting pushed back. So today, I want you to think about your flow. I want you to simply sit with yourself while you're listening to this and say, am I in flow with my life? Am I in flow with the universe? Am I in flow with things working? Or do I feel like I'm out of flow? And it's important for you to look at that, because the creative energy comes from a place of flow. And if you're out of flow, that's completely okay. It's actually so normal to be out of flow. I actually feel out of flow in my life at the moment. And it's totally fine. But it just means that it's like, well, how do I get there? How do I get back into flow? So I would know, as somebody who's a coach as well, so like when I coach people in terms of like life coaching, I'm all about like results orientated, you know, which I've talked about changing a good bit over the last year. But even when I'm reading for someone, it's not, when I read for people, it's not like, oh, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I'm like, okay, this is what you need to do to make certain things happen in your life, because I don't believe that anything's set in stone. And when you're in that kind of mindset as well, And then I come to it myself. I'm very good at like visualizing, and I'm very good at manifesting things when I want to be. But it's become harder for me over the last number of years because I have been out of flow, because I've been putting so much intention into the end result and so much attention into how it would feel and what I used to do to get me there and how that all worked. Where sometimes our life takes a different course and some other aspect of ourselves open up, you know, like a more spiritual side of ourselves open up, or whatever that might be for you. And that's what has happened to me. So I don't really get away with that kind of just practical mentality all the time. I have to be in connection with myself to make things happen. I used to be able to manifest purely from my mind. Like I'd think of something and it just would show up and it would be there. And I mean instant manifesting good stuff. And I could do it with bad stuff. But now what I've recognized is I need to create, like I've been teaching this week, from that place of flow. I no longer can just do it from the mental place. I begin the thought there, begin the vision there, absolutely, like I was teaching you yesterday. But then it has to come from being in complete alignment with myself and my soul. So to know whether you're out of flow, like I was saying, is you know it. You know whether you're in flow or out of flow, simply about how you feel in your body. How do I feel? So when I think about why I'm out of flow, it's very simple things. I did teachings with you back in the end of November, early December, about how I would had gone to this like spiritual workshop thing, and she was talking about your soul and what your soul wanted and listening to that part of yourself and what you need to be in alignment with yourself. And back then, one of the things I needed to do, and I wrote it out, was I need to devote more to my spiritual practice, which is to meditate more. Now, I do a lot of meditation, but to do it more, to do more of what I enjoy. So one of the things out of the whole weekend that I circled was to play piano again, because I took it up again last year and I just haven't played it for a good number of months. And I was like setting up my piano again and getting all my sheet music out and my books out and everything. That was like the end of November. And I said to myself today, I was like, it's nearly the end of January and you still haven't done that. And I was like, oh, I was sick, and then it was Christmas, and then it was this, and then it was that, and whatever. And the funny thing about it is I know those things will make me feel better. Those are the things that will put me in flow. So this morning I was sitting and I was doing my makeup, and I was looking at myself in my mirror while I was doing my makeup, and I was thinking, God, why am I feeling so out of flow again? What is this about? And especially because we're doing this creative week, I was really thinking about it this morning. And I was thinking, but you know, like you actually know what you need to do. And it's not what big action steps do I need to take. It's very simple things. So if you find that you're out of flow, what are the very simple things that could bring you back into flow? Tonight, I actually had to sit down for one of my family members. They do, they hand make stuff. And sometimes I do some of the stenciling for them, the painting. And I was just doing a bit of stenciling for them and painting. And it was so relaxing. And I loved it. I was so excited to do it because I was like, this is like meditation to me. And I was saying to my husband, when I was doing, God, I'd love to be creative. Imagine like painting all day and sitting here and being able to do this and just be so relaxed because I really enjoy it. And I love the perfectionism of it and making sure it looks lovely. And I've been staring, I have it up on my counter, and I've been staring over it at it all evening about how lovely it is. And they're the things that bring you back into flow. And I said to my husband, I need to take out like my sheet music and get going with the piano again, because like this is what makes me feel good. When you are in a good space, you will know that you can create anything you want because you feel good enough to be able to make that happen. When you are not feeling good in yourself, you are out of flow and you put so much pressure on feeling like you can't do or create or have or be who you want to be. So think about that for today. Am I in flow or am I out of flow? If you're in flow, fabulous. Keep going and keep doing what's working. And if you're not, maybe you could try some of these things around making you feel happier and more content in yourself. I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.